The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. This is Dr. Sudhi Jasser.
I'm giving you a little taste of some of the testimony I gave Congress this week, and I'm going to give my perspective, and then the last two segments, I'm going to give you the horrific perspective of Brookings, of Ambassador Daniel Benjamin, of the left, of Democrats, when they had one person to pick on a panel dedicated to looking at whether the Muslim Brotherhood should be named a terrorist organization. This is the representative they gave. We'll talk about that next segment. I'm going to lay sort of the groundwork of my beliefs about the Brotherhood. You know, the Muslim Brotherhood basically is a terrorist organization by definition. Elements of them have used terror in order to achieve their non-state actions against innocent civilians outside the rules of war. They are an organization that has a mission, that has leadership, that has a network, and that uses terrorism to achieve its means. I don't care if some of its arms condemn terrorism. I don't care if some of its arms and leaders have at times said they are against it. They've also been quoted repeatedly as the supreme guide of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, the antagonist against this idea on the Democratic side said that, well, they have eschewed it in the 70s. And I kept telling him, Muhammad Beatty, the supreme guide of the Muslim Brotherhood, sermonized just like al-Qaeda's 1996 declaration of war in September 2010, Beatty said, resistance is the only solution against the Zio-American arrogance and tyranny. Resistance can only come from fighting and understanding that the improvement and change that the Muslim nation seeks can only be attained through jihad and sacrifice and by raising a jihadi generation that pursues death just as the enemies pursue life. He also predicted the imminent downfall of the U.S., saying that the U.S. is now experiencing the beginning of its end and is heading towards its demise. Barry Rubin at the time said that the Muslim Brotherhood's leader has endorsed anti-American jihad and virtually identical to al-Qaeda's ideology. And we sit and debate whether the Muslim Brotherhood is a terror organization. That's what its supreme guide said. And these guys wanted to vie to be part of the democratic process. I'll get to the links in a bit between al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, and others. But, you know, to me, there is nothing more pro-Muslim than identifying the Islamist theocrats as being radicals, which gives us more oxygen, that are anti-Islamists, that are anti-terrorism, but also pro-freedom and pro-liberty. If you really want, I mean, at the end of the day, listen, I think there is nothing more bigoted than saying that the most horrifically backwards elements of your community deserve to be respected because they eschew violence on Monday, but not on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. At least it's one day out of the week that they eschew violence. So therefore, we should work with them because your society can't do any better, because your faith can't do any better. That is an insult as an American and also as a Muslim. Because on the left, they say that the right is intolerant of Muslims, that they're bigoted against us. And yet, they on the left, the Daniel Benjamins from Brookings of the world, and the Democrats who put them up, continue to say that we should recognize their taqiyya, their lying about their positions about terrorism because it is better than the al-Qaeda's, because they have a common enemy. My response to them is, as a Syrian American, there is nothing more offensive than to say, for example, that you're going to support Assad, who uses chemical weapons, who uses killing machines, genocidal approach to the Syrian population because he's fighting a common enemy of ISIS. I don't know of hardly any Americans that I trust and respect who would ever say that somehow we should support Assad. And yet, this should not be insulting that we should support the Brotherhood as a option because they also fight Al-Qaeda and others. They're not fighting Al-Qaeda in Syria. Jabhat al-Nusra and Ahrar al-Sham, all Al-Qaeda offshoots, are working closely with the Brotherhood because they share a common enemy. But they certainly don't share our lens, our approach to society, who we are. They're not our allies. Two gangs fighting one another and two mafia families, we then take the side of one versus the other. Sure, the FBI and others might do some undercover work and infiltrate them, but we don't openly, publicly, through messaging, take the side of one mafia family over the other. And that's what these are. These are Islamist mafia outgrowths, tribal outgrowths of ideologies that simply you're dancing on the head of a pin by saying that somehow they are different. And the links, by the way, between the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda in Syria, I just mentioned to you, in Yemen, there is nothing that personifies the revolving door between Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood more than Sheikh Zindani in Yemen. He was not only a member of the Brotherhood's Al-Islah Party, he was a member of Al-Qardawi's International Union of Muslim Scholars, the Union of the Good, Hamas fundraising syndicate, and was identified as a mentor of Osama bin Laden and an advisor to AQAP in 2013. Here's a guy that had all these hats that didn't seem to be estranged by them. And at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, if the Brotherhood is so nonviolent, where's their reams of intellectual fatwas, religious rulings against their own leadership, against the use of violence that would then teach their youth not to become blithering, violent barbarians? Yet Hamas to this day shows videos that are radicalizing 4- and 5-year-olds. Hamas is the Brotherhood. Benjamin tried to testify this week in Congress that, well, Hamas has become a radical offshoot. And yet, we're supposed to say that the Brotherhood in Egypt should be allowed to use democracy. But Hamas, that used democracy to get into power and now is the elected leadership of the Palestinians, who should, by the way, have an Arab Spring against the Hamas leaders if they really want to help their devastating human rights at the hands of their own people. But that's an aside. So on the one hand, I wanted to ask Benjamin, was interrupted by him, and that on the one hand, would he then say that because Hamas used electoral politics that somehow we should remove their terrorist designation? No, his response was they are now eschewed from the Brotherhood and therefore are arm's length and no longer an active member. They are a somehow mutation of them. This is the ludicrousness of the Democratic position on the Muslim Brotherhood. Doesn't make any sense. And actually, at the end of the day, it's a bigoted position that Muslims have to be theocrats or have to be run by theocrats in order for us to work with them. And if they do have theocrats, it is anti-Muslim for us to be critical of them and identify them as terrorists, which they are. I find that as a profoundly anti-Muslim position. The links between the Brotherhood, the Ikhwan, go on. And by the way, I put up the logo at Congress. You look at the logo for the Brotherhood. It has around it in the circle in Arabic the motto of the Muslim Brotherhood, that jihad is their way, dying by the cause of Allah is their highest attainment. That, as Al-Banna wrote, Allah is our objective, the Prophet is our leader, the Quran is our constitution, jihad is our way, and death for the sake of God is our highest aspiration. That is a moderate organization. They still haven't changed. Swords are still part of their emblem. And yet we still continue to have conversations. I kept telling them, I said, okay, let's go beyond the sword. Under the sword is one word in Arabic. Translates to two words in English. The word in Arabic is waida. Waida. What does that mean? Be prepared. Make ready. Which then goes on to chapter 8, verse 60. That goes on to talk about making ready for battle, for war, and then leaving it into the hands of God. That you should fight them where you can. That is the passage about make ready. It's not make ready for democracy. It's not make ready for peaceful resolution. Their logo is make ready for war. And you're trying to convince me that the Brotherhood is a peaceful Islamist organization? By the way, that's an oxymoron. There is really no peaceful Islamists. Everything they do is a means to control society through their interpretation of Islam. But yet, their logo is so obvious, it's still put everywhere. After they lost the second revolution and lost control of government, you saw their imams, their leaders, unleashing, asking their followers to unleash hell on religious communities to drive sectarian divisions, including as calling for terror acts against churches, against the Coptic community, to the hundreds and thousands. And those acts happened. You saw ISIS in the Sinai, Al-Qaeda in the Sinai, that had been talking to Morsi and gave Morsi instructions about working for God through their vision of God, then commit acts of terror after the Brotherhood was taken down. So to say there's no connection is just absolutely insane. And our national security will have nothing that benefit. And the other thing is that the response was somehow that that will fuel further radicalism. If we make them a terror group. Seriously, we're still saying that? Everything fuels the Brotherhood. They will, if our president hiccups in the direction of Israel, then they will fuel terrorism and say we are pro-Israel, etc. They will find everything they can do to drive conspiracy theories and commit acts of terror. So to say that simply designate them will fuel, and also it drives a defensive position. How long are we going to play defense and appease the Islamist Brotherhood? Name the mothership. Name the Muslim Brotherhood mothership a terror organization. You will begin to see improvement in our security apparatus. There might be some acts and frustration, but at the end of the day, once you put out that mothership cancer, that primary cancer, the metastases will wither on the vine. Their to and fro flow of money, their to and fro flow of ideas will begin to decrease, and the Muslim reform movement and reformers will begin to increase in their platforms and their bandwidth. And in the realization by other Muslims that we are an option that exists versus the monolith, which is the Muslim Brotherhood, that falsely portrays itself as not a monolith and being supposedly diverse. The type of terror, the type of deception is the only diversity they have. Their mission is the swords, the be prepared to wage war at some point, which is what they want to do.
You're listening to Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser. The Blaze Radio Network.